Welcome to Union City Radio for Sunday, May 31st. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news updates and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council. Here's a quick sound collage of highlights from Union City Radio this past week.
You walk inside these homes, and it's the weirdest feeling in the world. You think you're walking into this, like, minefield. You don't know if there's little ticking time bombs everywhere. In the beginning, one of the first tasks that I had was a young couple with a child, and every time the furnace kicked on, it was just spewing out natural gas. I walk in, and I'm all nervous, and the husband says, my wife just got a phone call that her father had just passed away of COVID-19, and she's on the floor crying, and now the kid is out of the crib, and he is screaming, and he's running towards me, and I'm a mom, and, you know, any kid that runs towards you just kind of, like, want to pick up and say, hey, it's okay. And I don't know if this child's been exposed. I don't know if I've been exposed. Will I give it to the child? I made sure they were safe. And I went and drove to a nearby parking lot, and I probably sat there for about a half hour, 45 minutes, just thinking about what's going on in this world right now, what is going on. It was pretty crazy.
We will keep the lights on in Las Vegas. Our community needs us. They need to see the big white trucks. I have to brag on my crew. We're in this together. We decided to be in this together. We're doing the long haul, and it makes me pretty proud. And I'm glad that everybody's working together.
Jessica, a utility worker in Detroit, and Shannon, who works for the gas company in Las Vegas, Nevada, on Union City Radio last week. In today's labor history, on this date in 1997, Rose Will Monroe, better known as Rosie the Riveter, died in Clarksville, Indiana. During World War II, she helped bring women into the labor force. Today's labor quote is from Rosie the Riveter, recorded by the Four Vagabonds, an African-American group whose version caught on and rose on the hit parade.
All the day long, whether rain or shine, she's a part of the assembly line. She's making history, working for victory. Rosie the Riveter keeps a sharp look.
Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. You know, we can all use a little more cash right now. If you're buying a new home or selling your current house or both, earn $500 cash back for every $100,000 in home value when you use the Union Plus Real Estate Rewards Program. Get the details at unionplus.org. And if you contributed during WPFW's Spring Pledge Drive, thanks so much. If not, you can still support Union City Radio and all the great programs here on WPFW by calling 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739, or, of course, pledge online, wpfwfm.org. Click on Donate Now. You can also give on your phone on PFW's Cash App account. Just search for $WPFW, and thanks so much.
Rosie, the Riveter, Rosie, working on assembly line.
This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line.
Because the union,
oh, the union.
Well, yeah, the union,
oh, the union
will be.